Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director, and this is the Daily DC. Thanks so much for listening. Today on the podcast, Biden and criminal justice, his plan versus his record. That is the front and center conversation in the 2020 Democratic race today because former Vice President Joe Biden rolled out his robust criminal justice reform plan in advance of speaking to the NAACP in Detroit this week, the National Urban League in Indianapolis later in the week, and standing between Cory Booker and Kamala Harris on the debate stage in Detroit 1 week from tomorrow night, two of his most vocal critics in this 2020 Democratic field on this issue of criminal justice, and specifically his authorship of the 1994 crime bill. You have heard both Cory Booker and Kamala Harris in the course of this campaign point to that bill, the 1994 crime bill, as something that was a direct antecedent to mass incarceration in America, specifically the mass incarceration of black men. That is not a point that Joe Biden concedes. He does not believe that that 94 crime bill led to mass incarceration, though he has acknowledged that not everything in that bill got it right and there were some things that got it wrong, sort of in vague terms, but it is clear in the criminal justice plan he rolled out today, he's actually addressing a lot of the things that have given critics of that crime bill their fodder. He's got a $20 billion grant program in this proposal aimed at pressuring states to eliminate mandatory minimum sentences for nonviolent crimes. The plan incentivizes inmates to complete educational and rehabilitation programs. Joe Biden, as a senator, all those years in the Senate, he was in favor of the death penalty, the federal death penalty. He is now opposed to it and says so as a part of this plan. He is also in this plan talking about decriminalizing marijuana, not going as far as legalization, which some of his competitors like Kamala Harris moves towards, but for decriminalizing marijuana use. And then, as Biden has talked about many times, ending the disparity in how the law applied to those that were arrested for powder cocaine use versus crack cocaine use, making sure that that disparity in treatment is eliminated. Those are just a few of the proposals that the Biden team put out today. But it's, you know, it is clear, anybody paying attention to this race, you've known that the 94 crime bill in today's Democratic Party environment, where the nominating electorate is and where the elite Democratic leadership is of the party as well, criminal justice reform is one of those things that sort of like both has a grassroots component, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement that we saw in the last campaign that has grown bigger into this campaign, as well as at the other end of the scale in the sort of leadership circles of the Democratic Party, whether it's members of Congress, whether it's some very big activist voices, they've all sort of merged here. And it is, you've seen, criminal justice, something that Donald Trump has actually reached across the aisle, right? Cory Booker standing in the White House with Donald Trump to do that first step legislation. So this is something that has a potential bipartisan appeal to it as well, as we've seen in recent history. But what Biden is doing here by making sure that this plan is out there a week in advance of the debate, and as I mentioned, to African-American-centric events this week, NAACP and National Urban League, he's fortifying himself against the attacks he knows are coming his way. This is the attack he probably is most prepared for of his record. Now, you've heard Joe Biden say he doesn't think this should be about his record from decades ago. His opponents seem to think he only served decades ago and seemed to completely ignore the fact that for 8 years he served as Barack Obama's vice president. You've seen him say this should not be about everybody's, you know, votes and quotes from 20 or 30 years ago. This really should be about the future. That's been one way to deflect against these attacks. This is the other way. Putting out a robust policy proposal to have sort of an offensive approach as well, not just take the incoming, but be able to programmatically point to what he is proposing to do in the future. But clearly, some of these proposals are aimed at rectifying what is now seen as wrongs by many in the Democratic Party inside the 94 crime bill. Here's one competitor that'll be standing next to him on the debate stage, Cory Booker of New Jersey, who issued this statement this morning, quote, "Joe Biden had more than 40 years to get this right. The proud architect of a failed system is not the right person to fix it." He goes on to say that the 94 crime bill accelerated mass incarceration and inflicted immeasurable harm on Black, brown, and low-income communities. While it's encouraging to see Vice President Biden finally come around to supporting many of the ideas I and others have proposed, his plan falls short of the transformative change our broken criminal justice system needs. Cory Booker is another one that is pushing for legalization of marijuana, overhauling police practices. So he points out some holes he sees in the Biden plan. But what this statement indicates is that Cory Booker is ready for that moment of standing on the stage next week next to Joe Biden. If you're just looking for a repeat of Kamala Harris on busing with Joe Biden, Cory Booker is saying, hey, I've got a fight to take to the front runner as well. And I think the expectations are that Biden is going to come in so much more prepared after that first debate of what that is going to feel like on a stage with 10 people taking incoming from all directions, and will likely be, I would imagine, far better prepared to push back on that than he seemed to be in that first debate in Miami. The other thing, though, that Cory Booker has now done that I think is worth noting here, he now sets expectations up pretty high that he's ready to come in and deliver a punch. And that may be, for him, a lesson learned of how Kamala Harris had such a successful debate performance, really moved her in the polls. She got a lot of fundraising at the close of the quarter right after that first debate from the very positive reviews she got. And maybe Booker has taken a lesson here of, oh, you really got to knock the top-tier candidate frontrunner on the nose to get some attention and turn that into sort of virtuous news cycle after news cycle. Yes, but here's the danger of when you preview an attack like this a week before a debate. If you don't deliver it, there's the potential you look weak, incapable of taking the fight to the front runner. That is exactly what happened to Tim Pawlenty back in 2012 when he was running against then front runner Mitt Romney in a crowded field on a debate stage. You may recall on a Sunday morning television show before the debate, a day or two later, he previewed his line of attack about how Romney was really the grandfather of Obamacare and what he did in Massachusetts. He might as well call it Obamnicare. And it was like the line of the day, and it was setting the table that Pawlenty was ready to take on Mitt Romney in a way that Pawlenty had never emerged to do yet in that race. And then when it came time to the debate, he held his punches. And he was hammered for it in the reviews. It probably that moment is what started to dry up any potential fundraising that was going on and hastened his departure from the race in August of 2011 of that cycle. So there is the Tim Pawlenty lesson here. I have no doubt that Cory Booker is aware of that, but that doesn't mean he may not be potentially falling into the same trap here. When you foreshadow and you put out there a clear line of attack you're looking to have in the debate, you best seek out your moment to have it, or you risk seeming a bit weaker than you want to seem on the debate stage. Intriguing strategy from Booker today, being that aggressive in his pushback on the Biden plan. Joe Biden, his senior advisor, told reporters yesterday on a call about this plan in advance of rolling it out that these events upcoming on the schedule, NAACP and National Urban League, and that senior advisor pointed to the debate next week in Detroit as an opportunity where the country is going to hear Biden make his argument for his criminal justice plan, defend his record, that he is looking forward to talking about this plan in those venues and on the campaign trail. So clearly, you know, it's not like Joe Biden wasn't going to have a criminal justice plan. He clearly was going to. But I think the timing of this is also pretty obvious that they wanted to have this out there, perhaps to draw the debate like they did from Booker today, but to make sure that they're fortified for the attacks that are likely to come their way in Detroit next week. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you'll tune in again right here tomorrow.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.